Welcome to the 6dsmith.org podcast for January 17th, 2006. I'm Doug Smith. In this podcast, I'm going to cover a technical topic, a little bit different than what we've been doing on the other ones. And the topic is going to be based on my technical tidbit of January 2006, which was titled, ESD, A Small Change Can Have a Large Effect. And the point of that article was how we can make a small, innocuous little change that you wouldn't think would make a difference, but in fact can make quite a big difference. And we explore it in the point of ESD, point of view of ESD, but in fact, we're really talking about something much more general than ESD here. Sometimes we make a small change and we think we don't have to go back and redo tests and retake old data. It was just a small change. It's not going to have any effect. Well, if you look at that technical tidbit article on figure one there, you'll see a little switch box on top of a ground plane. And there's a little, you can barely see it there, but there's a little piece of plastic insulator there. And basically what I did in the article was to charge that box up to a few hundred volts with an ESD gun, and then discharge it to the ground plane through the wire that you see going to the current probe on the upper left. And when I did that, with the box sitting there flat on the covering, the plastic covering, you can see the result measured current in figure 2, and we had something like 12, 13 amps, and the period of ringing it is 20 nanoseconds per division, so it's a little bit more than 40 nanoseconds, which is a little, let's see, 50 nanoseconds would be 20 megahertz, so it's a little bit faster, a little bit slower, I should say, than 20 megahertz. In the next case, all we did was add those little feet that you see in figure 3 there, and who would imagine that adding tiny little feet like that would have any effect on a product? But at least with the ESD, if we look in figure 4, now we're down to 5 amps, and now our period is a little bit faster than 20 nanoseconds. So now we're up around 50, 60 megahertz, which is quite a bit of difference in response. And it's really more general than just ESD. For instance, notice that the resonant frequency of our system, when that was grounded, and this could just be a ground wire fastening something in the field, here we had a frequency of something like 20 megahertz compared to a frequency of something like 60. You can imagine if you're near, let's see, 60 megahertz would be around channel 3 or so of the VHF TV band, and if you're near one of those transmitters and you happen to resonate on that frequency, you might get an unintended result. Who would ever think of putting little rubber feet on the bottom of a piece of equipment could have a drastic effect to the way something may respond in the field? Often the way a system reacts with its environment has a lot to do with its physical size and shape and how it's interconnected physically with that environment, because that determines resonant frequencies and cues of the resonance and so forth. And I think a safe rule of thumb is you have to think about any design change, even a very small one that you don't think is going to cause a problem, because in fact it may. So on my website, in that article, I give a couple other examples. There's some links I have down in the bottom of the article there to an October 2005 and a May 2002 article that's sort of on the same line. But I think it's a good idea to characterize a design. In this case, the characterization would be the resonant frequency of the box and nearby metal, if that's the way it's being used. But to characterize a system and in terms of resonant frequencies and maybe response to ESD and radiated immunity, things like that. And then if I make even a small change, I think the safe thing to do is to recharacterize it and make sure that I haven't accidentally changed something. I've seen many cases of that happen in on the consulting side of my business, where just a small change made a huge difference in the way things work. I'll be trying different kinds of podcasts, where this is a technical one. I've had other ones that would interview and other ones that were just sort of philosophy. And I'll mix all these up, and feel free to send me an email and tell me which kind you like, or maybe you like a mixture of all of them like this. Again, thanks for listening.